began discussing the minhag of lighting Hanukkah candles in the Beis HaKnesses. The Mechaber brings down this minhag in Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph, and we saw that the Mechaber writes Madlikim u'mevarchim beBeis HaKnesses mishum persume Nisa, and we saw in addition to persume Nisa, there was a shita brought down here in the Mishnah Berurah that it's also a kium of Zechel HaMikdash. If we take a look at the Shari Tshuva, he mentions that the Chacham Tzvi was bothered about the bracha on this minhag, and he says that the Chacham Tzvi was not asking his question on the Mechaber, because the Mechaber was basing himself on the Rivash, that we recite a bracha in the same way we make a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Even though Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is a minhag, nevertheless we can recite a bracha on it. So the Mechaber Paskins in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, like the Rambam, and that's the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, that we do not make a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, is therefore we should not be making a bracha on Hallel on Hadlokas Ne'er Shebemigdosh. So the kasha of the Chacham Tzvi is not really a kasha on us. In other words, Lididan, our minig is to make a bracha on Hallel Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the Chacham Tzvi would have no qualms about the fact that we make a bracha on the Ne'eris and the Beis HaKnesses. His problem is on the Mechaber. The Mechaber seems to be inconsistent, because the Mechaber paskins that we don't make a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore what justifies the bracha on that the Mechaber paskins here on Hadlokah the Beis HaKnesses? Perhaps we could suggest that there may be a distinction here between the issue of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh and the issue of Beis HaKnesses, especially if we add to the Beis HaKnesses the kiyum of Zechel HaMikdash, that could justify the bracha. Obviously, in the case of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, we don't have that kiyum of Zechel HaMikdash, or Lechora we don't, in any event. But even Dal Mihach, even if we drop the kiyum of Zechel HaMikdash and just simply focus on Pirsum HaNes, it could be that Pirsum HaNes, in this case, through Minog, sets up the Beis HaKnesses as a bias. And just like we saw that there was a bracha on Hidur Mitzvah in Ner Chanukah, the Hidur Mitzvah gives us the option of expanding the Halach of Ner Yishu Beso to the Beis HaKnesses, and to expand the Pirsum HaNes by lighting publicly in the Beis HaKnesses. Let's look at the Shari Tshuva in Sifkat Yud Aleph. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that in addition to the Hadlok of the Beis HaKnesses, each individual will light the candles a second time in each person's respective home. And on this, the Shari Tshuva comments, Ayin b'maru k'tzira d'cholik al zeh, El dekevan shehu bishum persuminisa, tzarch sheyia eida b'shas maisa. So he comments that, let's read Yud Aleph, he comments that that the Chidah quotes a tshuva of the Zera Emes, im hidlik b'leil rishon b'beiso. What happens if he's already lit his Chanukah candles before he comes to the Beis HaKnesses, and now he comes to the Beis HaKnesses, yivarch shachiyonu gamken, despite the fact that he was mekayim his mitzvah at home, and his mitzvah of Ner Chanukah required a shachiyonu, which he recited now, when he comes to the Beis HaKnesses, he's really repeating the same shachiyonu on the same exact mitzvah. But the answer apparently is that here he's representing the entire tzibur, he's not lighting as a yachid, and this kiyum tzibur is brand new. So we have two mitzvahs of Ner Chanukah. We have the Ner Chanukah of the Yochid in his bias, and now there's a new Ner Chanukah and a new kiyum on behalf of the entire tzibur, the Beis HaKnesses, and that requires a new shechiyonu because it's a new mitzvah. Now, as far as what we said before, the name of the Shari Tshuva, that we require an Eda B'Shas Maisa, this is a comment in Sifkat Yud Beis on the Mechaber, who writes that there is a minog to light before Mincha, and especially on Erev Shabbos, and this we saw here in Simon Tofresh Ayin Aleph, and it's the Ramah writes Yesh Nogim LaHadlik BeErev Shabbos Kodem Mincha. You have to be careful, says the Maruk Tzia, to guarantee that you have an Eda, you have a minion, B'Shas Maisa, meaning at the time of the Hadlaka. When we come home, B'Shayad Chuka, Shad Chuka, Ein Levatal Hadlaka, Rak Yadlik below Bracha. So that's the first point that we see here in the name of the Maruk Tzia, that you have to guarantee there's a minyan there in order to make a bracha in the Beis HaKnesses. And that's very challenging in the case of Erev Shabbos. If you're lighting in the Beis HaKnesses before Mincha, we'll be able to be sure that there's a minyan there, so that the kiyum will be a kiyum of Hadlokas Ha'eda. But then, there's another issue with Hadlok in the Beis HaKnesses. If the purpose of Hadlok in the Beis HaKnesses is Pirsum HaNes, then back in the day, they used to light candles in the shul every Friday night, every Erev Shabbos. And to what extent is the hadlaka on Erev Shabbos Chanukah different than the hadlaka of every Erev Shabbos the rest of the year to make it into a Pirsum HaNes? Where's the hekera of the Neros? And he says, Im yesh minog lahadlik b'chol hashana b'osa menorah. He's using the same menorah. Vileke heker, and therefore there's no difference between this menorah and the others. And im haneros shel shava gedolim shedolkim al kol ponim ad chatzos laila k'minig beis haknesses. He says, if you could change the neros in such a way that now in the beis haknesses on Erev Shabbos Chanukah they are long candles that will last all the way through till chatzos, that would make it into a heker. But what do you do in a case where every Friday they light in Shemen Zayis? So you don't have special candles that are different than the rest of the year. And again, you're lighting in the same identical menorah that you light in every Erev Shabbos the rest of the year in the Beis HaKnesses. As Yafsik v'Shabbos Kodeh, he suggests that you take a break and the previous Shabbos lo yadlik, and that could create a heker of Pirsum HaNes. And he makes an analogy to what we do with regard to Tkiyas Shofar during the minigas to blow the shofar every day after Shacharis during the month of Elul. Now what happens if we go directly into Rosh Hashanah? There won't be a heker. So what we do is we terminate one day before Rosh Hashanah. That means on Erev Rosh Hashanah we omit Tkiyas Shofar. They lahafsik bein Tkiyas Doraisa l'Tkiyas Derabbanan. So that hefsik we should do here in the case where we're lighting the identical candles and the identical menorahs we do the rest of the year on Erev Shabbos. We should take a break in the Shabbos before Chanukah. Then he says, V'yoser nirish yadlik eza shabbosus kodim nirish pshutim. A better idea, which would be recommended, would be to use Neros Pshutim on the various Shabbosos before Kislev, maybe from Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the first Shabbos of Kislev. Shadlik Ata, but now on this night of Erev Shabbos Chanukah, Yadlik B'Shemen Zayis Ve'Iko Pirsum HaNes. So those are the various recommendations that we find here in the Shari Tshuva in Os Yud Beis for setting up and guaranteeing a hakera in Adloka Beis HaKnesses on Erev Shabbos. Now, we've been quoting the Chacham Tzvi a lot. Let's take a look in the original, in the Chacham Tzvi. This is Simon Pei Ches. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch, Madlikim Avorchem Beis HaKnesses, Ksas Kosher, Lemaskonis HaShas, L'maskaras haShulchan Aruch li'el Rosh Chodesh the Adif Tfeisha Lolavarcha Halel Reish Yarcha. Then on Rosh Chodesh we do not make a bracha on Halel because it's a minog. In Kain Azdalu Rayas Harivosh. But Meshem Mevarch Ma'adlokas Beis HaKnesses Ner Chanukah Afsha Einu El Minog. In other words, the Rivash is standing on the shoulders of the bracha that we recite on Halal Rosh Chodesh, but in the light of the fact that the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Tav Chaf Beis would prefer that we do not recite a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh, now the Rivash doesn't have a right, doesn't have a justification for a bracha on Hadlok Beis HaKnesses. So the Chacham Tzvi says, "V'efsha d'samach nami amashikos v'kolbo, the hacha hu kiddush shmo yisparach levarcha b'makelos." He says, "Perhaps the bracha here is engendered by the special kiyum of kiddush Hashem when we recite this bracha b'makelos in public." Afshehu dachuk kevan she'ein raya ledavar. He says, on the one hand, the logic here of the Kolbo is not very convincing. There is no proof to this, you know, to establish this principle. But nevertheless, even so, b'dochak, we could possibly fall back on this explanation that the bracha in the Beis HaKnesses on the Adloka of Ner Chanukah is on the additional kiyum of Kiddush Shmo Barabin. Then he writes, v'lo od elasharav Beis Yosef, Savur b'kiddusha de b'knishta she takonish uzkur b'talmud the tov shol yivarech l'kadesh came into ein lanu orchim v'ein kiddush al makom suda is kolshkein badlokas ner chanuk shveis hakessel uzkur b'talmud. The Mechaber himself in his Beis Yosef in Siva Reish Samach Tes points out that our kiddush in shul, which is not mentioned at all in the Talmud, it's better not to be mevarach in the Kaddish if we don't have any orchim. How much more so, says the Chacham Tzvi, in the case of Adlokah Beis HaKnesses, which is not mentioned in the Talmud at all. And the after ikal emeim the hosam azda lay time of the orchim v'hocha adram in his Kaddish lanu the tzarch lepirsum kevin she'enonu madlikin b'chutz kibizman Talmud. He says you could perhaps be mechadish a new svara that even though it's true that we don't have orachim and that's not going to justify the adlaka of a Beis HaKnesses of Ner Chanukah, but nevertheless we have a new concept of pirsum anes, and especially nowadays that we don't light mibachutz, we have to somehow find a substitute. We discussed this in the last year for the pirsum anes of Ner Chanukah as it once were in its perfect state when we lit on the outside. And the answer is that now we're going to light on the inside. It's going to be a half-baked kind of pirsum anes. We need to gather together the kahal for the sake of a true and complete pirsum anes, and that would justify the bracha on Hadlokah b'Beis HaKnesses. In any event, he feels that that's a chiddush that has no raya, and it's very weak. It's a weak leg to stand on to justify in the frame of reference of the Shulchan Aruch the bracha on Hadlokah Beis HaKnesses. Again, keep in mind that this is not a kasha for us because our minug, the Ashkenazic minug, is to light to be mevarech on Rosh Chodesh, on Halal on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Hadlokah Beis HaKnesses is no worse than Halal on Rosh Chodesh. And at the end of the tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi writes that leharambam ein levarch. He's convinced that according to the shitas harambam, that ein levarch min al minig applies to halal rosh chodesh against Rabbeinu Tam, then certainly there should be no bracha on hadlokah b'beis haknesses. And for those sfaradim who paskin like the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, that don't have a bracha on halal rosh chodesh, we have the issue of the Chacham Tzvi, the objection of Chacham Tzvi. How do we justify the bracha on Hadlokah b'Beis HaKnesses, which is also only Mishum Minhag? I'd like to look with you at a tshuva here, or at least highlight a tshuva from the Binyan Shlomo, which you'll see here, Chelek Aleph Simanun Gimel, on the bottom of your page 3, regarding Hadlokah Ner Chanukah b'Beis HaKnesses. And he begins by saying, "Roy Levarer, Mashanogu Achshamad Likbe Sakness about the Mitzvah of Chanukah, Gamba Boker Beis Tefilas Shachris." May I Yotza Minig Zeh. He wants to take our analysis of the minhag of Hadlok Beis Knesset one step further and investigate a new minhag or a new dimension of the old minhag to light the candles in the Beis Knesset for Shachris, during Shachris. Where does that come from? If you're talking about the minhag of lighting in the Beis Knesset, Lila, he says that's okay. That minhag has its sources, as we saw back in the Kolbo, in the Valaitur, in the Rivash, etc., etc. But that's just an extension of the Hadlaka of Lila, whether it be an extension for the Archim, whether it be an extension as a Hidur Mitzvah Pirsum Anes, whether it be Zechel Migdash and all the rest, but that's an extension of Ner Chanukah as it exists at night. However, we don't have Hadlaka during the day. That's not part of that's not within the purview of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Then he goes on, he says, V'gam ikar atav shekosev v'es Yosef yeshli dagdek, to the amount of shachim ha'orchim, dorim bach sanya, b'bayis echad, sheyesham balabayis shemadlik Ner Chanukah. If the orchim live in a house, and there is a balabais in this house who's lighting the Ner Chanukah, and the requirement according to the sugya on Shabbos Chof Gimel is that they be mishtatev with the pruta of the balabais, is then they cannot be yotze with what goes on in the Beis HaKnesses. V'imeim dorim b'chadorim sheim smuch le Beis HaKnesses, if it's a situation similar to that of Kiddush, where they don't live or sleep as guests in someone else's house, there's no one at Balabais, they live in one of the rooms that's close to the Beis HaKnesses. Imkei nirashim b'chuyovim la'adluk b'fnei atzman, they should each be required to recite their own bracha and be madluk their own ner in the Pesach somuch l'cheder, wherever they live, that's where they should be lighting, not in the middle of the Beis HaKnesses. And furthermore, he quotes the Kolbo. The Kolbo writes, "Lahotzi mishein of baki." If someone doesn't know how to make the bracha, so we're going to recite the bracha so that he can say amen. He says, "Imkein heich yotzi b'adlokish madlig beis hakneses." He has to be madlik himself in his house. Let him ask a baki to mivarach on his behalf somewhere in his house. It's very odd that he should be making the bracha and be yotzi with the shul. We could also add the question of hefsek here when he gets home. So that's a complicated business. And then, quoting a Tam Shlishi, where the bracha is justified for the Orchim, or justified for the Eino Baki B'brachos, we have the Tam Shlishi of Pirsum Hanes, he says, Pasha D'chol Hanach, he says the following, that Kema She'eino Yuchol L'kala Mitzke Tikuna La'ad Kolech Besa Besa, he says, Lo Shach Bad Lokas HaBoker. None of these reasons would justify that locker during the day. Even if I accept the understanding of the Rivash that locker beis hakneses is because of the expansion of Pirsum Hanes, that should apply at night, but not during the day. And the same pretty much is true for the other reasons that we gave with regard to Orchim and an Eino Baki. The Ola B'daiti, says the Binyan Shlom, Di Ulai Yotza Minaga Zekide Lotzeis Das Haram, one of the Yotz of the Shita Rambam. The Rambam Shita in Hilchas Tmidu Musafim in Per Gimel, Halacha Yud, and later on Halacha Yud Beis, if you take those Rambams, is that there was a mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Shebenora in Beis HaMikdash even during the Boker. And the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, Baboker, Baboker. We'll read the Rambam. He says, "Dishun haminora v'atovas aneris baboker ubein arbayim mitzvah saseh umau dishun haminora kol ner shekava meser hapsila v'chol Hashem shebener mekancho umadlik ner shekava v'adlokas neris yatavosam v'ner shemitzo shalo kaba mesakna." And it could be that perhaps our minhag is to light during the day in the Beis HaKnesses in order to fulfill the Rambam Shita that there is a mitzvah of hadlaka during the day. Even though the Binyan Shlomo points out, L'dasa Rambam Nicha kevin d'ha hatova d'kra hainu hadlaka, hatova in the Pasuk, when it says baboka baboka bativa saneris is hadlaka, v'zebe'emes eino mitzvah chiyuvis b'chol yom, it's not an absolute obligation on a daily basis to light the candles, d'ha'im etzon d'lukos ein tzarech habosim, and it's elim kein, unless it went out, he doesn't have to put them out and light them again. Mashenkimi ba'erev, we understand why the hadlaka at night requires is an absolute requirement, therefore the takon of Ner Chanukah of Zechel and Migdash is at night, because for example if you come b'erev and you find that the candles are lit, you have to put them out and relight them again. But nevertheless, the mitzvah is to guarantee that the Heichal and the Migdash is equipped with an Ner Chanukah both at night and during the day. He says, "V'nira li," it's about 5 lines up from the bottom of the middle column. Lahavik tzasraya l'divrei Rama miloshen Hashas Shabbos Chof Aleph from the days the Omar Shalomatzu el pach echad. In the famous brisa of my Chanukah, they only found one pach of shemen. V'lohaybo kidei lahadlik el yom echad v'cheni loshon, and that's the Gemara elsewhere in many places. Ulechora mitzvah sadlokas haminora, he may erev ad boker v'lo bayom. Im kein tfei avi leilul meimer de lo avi bo lahadik rak laila achas. The language is yom echad, and generally in halacha we differentiate between laila and yom. Yom would be a 24-hour unit. Why does it say yom echad? Usually we would say we had enough oil to last for one night. It's a beautiful kasha. Elevade kedasa Rambam. This is a proof for the Rambam that the mitzvah of hadlokas ner is not just to light it during the night and then put it out and fire it. No, it's got to be lit for 24 hours. And if, for example, he would find when he come in the boker that the menorah is out, he would have to relight it and rekindle it. And that's why there was a diuk here in the Braisa to use the Lashon that there was only enough shemen to last for one day. The Alpizeh, based on this Rambam, Ol and Nachon, we could justify the minug to lighten the Beis HaKnesses even during the day. Why? Because since the menorah is Zecher L'Nes in the Beis HaMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash the miracle was that not only did the shemen last through the night, but it lasted through the day as well, because the Rambam Shita is that's the nature of the mitzvah of Baloscha Saneros, based on the pasuk Baboker Baboker Beitiva Saneros, it has to be lit even during the day. If that be the case, then we would like to have a zecher to the miracle of the ner, the menorah, and the mikdash, which took place not only at night, but also during the day. So to be mefarsin that ness, we justify the minug of lighting a menorah in the Beis HaKnesses during the day. He says, V'hadi ein madlikin bebayis. So you might ask the question, well, our hadlok in each individual bayis is also zecher. It's a replica of the nest that took place in the Beis HaKnesses. Why don't we light also during the day? He says the answer is because during the day there's no pirsum anes. We have the principle of shraga betira mai mahani, that there's no such thing as a chal shem ner, a cheftashal ner during the day, but bebeis hakneses, which is a migdash ma'at. It makes sense to light during the day to have a zecher to the nes of hatovas haneros during the day. Lahadlik ner tovid shedoli tumbli hefsek deilasu zecher l'nes shal ner ma'aravi shalo kova. Beautiful shtickel Torah. And at the last paragraph, we're fast-forwarding a little, he says, Uktsas yesh liyashi bazeh gam kushas of Beis Yosef, the famous kasha of Beis Yosef in Siman Tov Hashayin. Hello, b'yomar rishon lo hayanes klal. What was the miracle on the first day? Why do we celebrate 8 days of Chanukah? There was enough pach, there was enough shemen in the pach to last for one day. And the answer is, according to Das HaRambam, it's true. There was enough shemen to last he says, Gam shoyeh bo lahadlik laila achas mikom kom lohoy bo shir lahadlik gam ba boker. He's saying this a little bit against his deer from before, where it said that there was enough of a pach shevet to last for yom echad. He said yom echad means laila and day. Now he's a little bit backtracking. He's saying that there was enough shemen in the pach to last for one night. And that was also a nes, so therefore the first day of the 8 days was a nes as well. Alright, what I'd like to look at now, you'll see on your page 4, is a tshuva from the Ram Shik. The Ram Shik lived about 2 centuries ago, and in Yoredeya, Simon Shinai in Dalid, he speaks again about the mitzvah, or the minhag at least, of lighting in the Beis HaKnesses. And after a long introduction here, which we don't have to go through, he says the following. He says, the Beis HaKnesses Chadosha, he was in a new shul, and they asked him the following question. He says, Ra'isi b'yesh bo'al u'Beis HaKnesses l'chanukah holach harav v'hidlik haner tamid u'berach alav v'tzivar lahadlik ner Shel Tamid B'Shem Umalchus V'Gam Birach Shechion V'Yinir Beinecha. He writes to the Shoel that it looked to his eyes Shelo Kedin Birach Haravanal T'Bilvash HaNusra L'Hadlik Ner Tamid V'Lav V'Yinu Mechuvon V'Chi Tamid Husham Avol Gufa Brach Lo Matzinu. We don't find such a Brach L'Hadlik Ner Tamid. This is a very interesting case of some rabbi that came up with his own nusach habrach v'nir lecha t'avi brach levatolid lo shaman v'lo reidim v'varech al zeh. Where do we find such a minog? Where do we find such a brach? It's a brach levatolid. So the Rav Shik responds v'hine emes hadover sharava hu birat brach levatolid. He says there is no bracha on the hadlokas ner tamid. It's a nice minog to have an ner tamid in the shul, but it's not a bracha, it doesn't justify a bracha. He says, V'hinei asfar shekosv v'yeshlom v'didavka v'minik sh'nizka v'shas mevork. He says, but you went a little too far, I think, when you relied on the tshuva, the Ramah, who says that we don't recite a bracha on a minog unless that bracha and that minog is codified in the shas. He says you went a little bit too far. Although the Chumash Ramah says such a thing, we in fact codify the halacha that we do make a bracha on a minog, even if the minog has no source in Shas, and that's the Shulchan Aruch here in Hilchos Chanukah Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Mivarchan Adlokas Ner Chanukah Beis HaKnesses. And the Rivash in the Tshuva Ori justified this by equating it with the minhag to be Mavarach Halel on Rosh Chodesh, which is the minhag amongst Ashkenazim. The Afal Pisha Shamati Shemar Nagon Bal Chasam Sofer Mona Es Atzmu Levarach Al Adlokas Ner Chana Beis HaKnesses. Interesting, historically, that Sam Sofer would be very hesitant and inhibited about being Mavarach on the Hadlok of the Beis HaKnesses, based on the fact that the Chacham Tzvi and others questioned whether or not we could justify making a bracha on a minhag. Nevertheless, this is our tradition, and this is what was codified in the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore we have to come to the conclusion that even minhagim that don't appear in Shas, nevertheless, you can justify making a bracha. And in the next paragraph, the Maram Shik explains that only applies to a minhag shu siag lemitzvah. We'll have to see what that phrase siag lemitzvah means. O shemetzinu v'shaicha hamitzvah hu biyom acher misham nishtal shel mitzana minhag linokein biyom acher. If there is a source for this mitzvah, it's a bona fide mitzvah, but the minhag is just making a siag for the mitzvah, or the minhag is extending that mitzvah to another day. For example, if you have halel on other yomim tovim, and now we extend halel to Rosh Chodesh, such a minhag could justify a bracha. And he says that ultimately the minhag has to become a sniff shel hamitzvah. In other words, when we make a bracha on such a minhag, the word vitzivanu is related to the ikar mitzvah. We're extending the mitzvah. He calls it a sniff to the mitzvah. It's like a branch. Well, how would you say it? A branch? You say it a branch. So if it's a branch of a mitzvah, then it could justify a bracha. He says, V'chein anu mevarchem al ikar mitzvah lachiyu b'chol mitzvah shimenu nishtal shal minagahu k'shem shemevarchem al b'dikas chomet shi'itchil as biur. Just like we found that when you have a mitzvah that's split into two parts, it's got a beginning and an end, and the ultimate goal of the mitzvah is accomplished at the very end. Nevertheless, we make a bracha at the beginning, at stage one, right? The biur chametz is only going to happen tomorrow on the 14th of Nisan at 10 a.m. But nevertheless, we're going to make the bracha at 8 p.m. on Oral Yedalim when we do the B'dikas chametz. Hachinami, in the Nimshal, he says, B'minik shemavarchem al ikar mitzvah shimen nishtal shel bezeh. For example, the case of Hal Rosh Chodesh is Tal Shel Menachim Shel Mehal B'Moed and V'Yom Tov Gam Rosh Chodesh Havi Moed. He says the same logic we apply to Adlokas Nerchanik Beis HaKnesses She Nimshach V'Shenish Tal Shel Me'ikar Mitzvahs Adlokas Nerchanik. So to summarize the approach to Mamshik, if you have a framework, a bona fide mitzvah, and the minhag tries to extend the mitzvah, then that could justify a bracha. And that's what happens in Hal on Rosh Chodesh. We have Hal on other Moedim. Rosh Chodesh is also Shtikl Moed, even though it doesn't have the status of an Isur Molacha Moed, but it is a Moed. The Pasuk says in Parshas Baaloscha, Uvrashechem Moedechem, is that by extending the mitzvah of Hallel on Moedim to include Rosh Chodesh, we can add the bracha. And so too, we extend the mitzvah of Hallel of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah to the Beis HaKnesses, it becomes a sniff min ha-mitzvah, and that justifies reciting Vitzivanu. I would say, if I could use brisket terminology, what the Maram Shik is really saying is that we have a Cheftzah Shal Mitzvah. Meaning, in the case of Chibut Arava, on Hoshana Rabbah, we say Ein Mevarchem El, meaning there's no Cheftzah Shal Mitzvah. Arava here for Chibut is not a Cheftzah Shal Maisa Mitzvah. But in the case of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, where there is a Cheftzah Shel Ma'isa Mitzvah, and the minhag, by virtue of the minhag, we extend that Cheftzah Shel Ma'isa Mitzvah to the Beis HaKnesses, that could justify the bracha. What's unclear, in my mind at least, and maybe you could help me with this, about the Tshuvas Maram Shik, is what does he mean to demonstrate or illustrate by Bedikas Chametz? He speaks about the fact that Bdikas Chametz is the Tchilas Bil. What's he driving at? What's his point over here? So again, B'dochak, I think it's what I call, in electronic terms, a loose connection, is that there's something called Hishtalshalus HaMitzvah. Meaning, the real mitzvah is Bir Chametz, and that's the Takana. The Torah says Tashbisu. The bdika, which is an introduction to beer, because if I don't check for the chametz and gather the chametz, I won't have chametz to be mavayer. That's only a shtalshalus of the mitzvah. That's not the gufa shal mitzvah. And yet, paradoxically and surprisingly, we do make a bracha on bdika's chametz. Vaistois, we learn from this that if you have a maisa, which is mishtalshel from a mitzvah, in other words, there's an ikar mitzvah which the Torah recognizes, it's a bona fide, shall we say, it has the geshpaka of a ma'isa mitzvah, and we're just extending it, in this case to bedika, or in the case of Ner Chanuk, extending the shtalshulus of Ner Chanuk to the Beis HaKnesses, there could be a bracha on what he calls the shtalshulus of a mitzvah, or the, shall we call it, the sniff of a mitzvah.
How do you differentiate between what's called the shtalshulus of a mitzvah and a heksher mitzvah? What would be the precise?
It's true. You have to know, well, for example, in Bedikas Chametz, how do we know that it's not just a Hechsher mitzvah? And therefore it doesn't deserve a bracha at all? That's an excellent question. But I don't think that question is so relevant to Ner Chanukah as much as it's relevant to Bedikas Chametz. Meaning, what we're going to have to say is that when the Mishnah established early our boss are both kimas hachametz lara ner, and the Gemara later on says habodik tzoch shivarech, Chazal established that Bedikas Chametz is more than just a Hechshev mitzvah. They establish it as a Shtalshus of a mitzvah, meaning a Maisa mitzvah. In other words, when you check in Chorin and Stokin with all the dinim, and Chazal even bring in a smachta for why we use Or Haner, if you remember Chippus Lichippus and Or Liar and all the whole Shtalshus and Gzer Shavit and all Sunya, they established Bedikas Chametz as part of the mitzvah itself, even though you and I would have said, wait a minute, it's only an introduction to a mitzvah, and that was certainly the Havamina. When the Gemara says, Omar Yudov Rav Abodik Tzok Shivarech, the Havamina was that it's only a Hechshev mitzvah, like you say so beautifully, but Kamash Malon, Rav Yudov Rav is telling us, nay, that they were misaking Bedikas Chametz as a shtalshus of a mitzvah, meaning as part of the Gufashal mitzvah. But that's more. In Mirz Hashem, I mean, if you'll be back here before Pesach, or if not, we can do it over the phone. Let's take a look for a moment at some of the highlights of a tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak. He was the Greivid. You know, he was a Rav for many, many years in London, and then he was here, the head of the Badatz in Yerushalayim, and he writes in Chelek Vav Siman Samachay, Binyan had lokas ner chanukah they cut on the beis hakneses ve'i mutul levarech al ner chanukah kishemadlikin rak lepersume nisa. So this is a slightly different topic, but from this topic he comes to discuss hadlokah beis hakneses, which is our topic. And the question is the following: the Shulchan Aruch has a Yesh Omrim, and he seems to accept the Yesh Omrim, that in Ner Chanukah a Katan could light on behalf of the Bais. Would that halacha apply, can we extend it to the Beis HaKnesses as well? And again, we have to be talking, this is the precondition, about a Katan Sheigia L'chinuch. And since it's Higia L'chinuch, he is a Bar Chiyuva Mitzad Chinuch. And can we say, therefore, that he can create a Cheftz of an Ner Chanukah? His action of Adlokah is meaningful. It's not like the case of a Goy or a Shoter who lights an Ner Chanukah that's meaningless. And the question is, what about in the Beis HaKnesses? So first of all, as far as a Katan in one's own private house is concerned, which we say the Mechaber quotes such a Deah, the Minchas Yitzchak refers to the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says that Lamaisa, this you'll see on the bottom of the right column, Ein Lismok Shei Katan Yochel Hotzi Es Hagadol Badlaka Bebayis. So although the Mechaber does quote such an opinion that a Katan can light on behalf of the Bayis and that members of the household will be Yotze, nevertheless the Mishnah Berurah says that Lamaisa, we don't rely on that Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore we go back to the first opinion, the Shulchan Aruch, that a Katan cannot light on behalf of the Gedolim, the members of the household. And we saw such a thing in Hilchos Megillah, where the Katan cannot be Motzi, a Gadol, in Kriyas HaMegillah, even though he's a Gil Chinuch, he's called Chadar Abonon, and we're called Chadar Abonon, and he's called Trader Abonon. However, and that's the next paragraph, Omnon, Beneros Beis HaKnesses, that's a little bit different. With regard to a Katan lighting in the house, or reading the Megillah on Purim, on behalf of a Gadol, then we get into the whole issue of Bar Chiyuva, not Bar Chiyuva, meaning Yotza Motzi and Shomei Kona, all those principles can operate when the one who's doing the Maisa Mitzvah shares the same identical level of Chiyuv as the one who's being Yotze with his Maisa. So there's a personal obligation that evolves upon every individual to light Ner Chanukah. Can the Katan be motzi me? And the answer is, well, he has Trader Abonin where I have Chadar Abonin. But in the Beis HaKnesses, the Chiyuv is not incumbent upon the Yachid. Neither Reuven nor Shimon or Levi is obligated in that look of the Beis HaKnesses. Rather, the Chiyuv evolves upon the Tzibur, on the Eidah, in order to engender a Pirsum HaNes, when everybody gets together, the Beis HaKnesses. And perhaps in order to achieve this mitzvah, it's sufficient that we have hadlaka on the part of a Bar Chiyuva, even if that Bar Chiyuva does not share the same level of chiyuv as anyone else in the Beis HaKnesses. In other words, the chiyuv is that the tzibur, the Eda, has to guarantee that there's a Ner Chanukah lit in the Beis HaKnesses. And therefore he says, since there's no din of Yotza Motzi, it's not like the Madlik in the Beis HaKnesses has to have in mind, you know, I am hereby being Motzi everyone in the Tzibur. That's not so. All he needs to create that Ner so that the Beis HaKnesses is equipped with the Ner Chanukah. And therefore, Yochel Lahadlik Ulevar Kam Katan Sheyigia Lechiduv Del Kol Ponim Hadloka Hoya Al Yidei Bar Chiyuva Kein Nirali a Gevaldig Chiddush of the Minchas Yitzchak. And perhaps we can embellish his Chiddush by saying the following: what would be if you or I were to light in the Beis HaKnesses on Chanukah and we decide, or you decide, or I decide that, you know what, I don't want to be Motzi Ploni. I don't like him. I don't like the way he wears his hat. I don't like the way he talks to me. We're not good friends. I want to exclude him. The answer is, he would be Yotze anyway. And this I heard from my Rebbe in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that if the Baal Kori says that he read Kriyas HaTorah in the Tzibur and he didn't want to have Ploni Almoni in mind, he excluded him. Would that Ploni Almoni be chayv to hear Kriyas HaTorah? You know, Chaim held that Kriyas HaTorah you have to hear. He says, nay, because the Kore, the Baal Kore, just has to create a Kriya of the Tzibur. And every member of the Tzibur plugs into that Kriya on his own. It's not that the Baal Kore has to be Motzi, has to have in mind that a Kavanah to be Motzi. Let's get back to Minchas Chinuch in the next paragraph that starts with the word Achen. You see that on the left side? He says, Achen letama levush akosif shetiknu keim ne'orachim. The levush, on the other hand, can only justify the minhag of hadlaka beis haknesses because of the orachim. They don't have their own homes, and they cannot light their Chanukah homes. They're going to be yotzei with the beis haknesses. That becomes their home. Is then, according to that, ein hakatan, even higil l'chinuch lahadlik, because he has two derabbanans, where the oreach hagadol has one derabbanan. Beautiful. And finally, in the last paragraph, what would be if we had a tzibur that gathered together in the square, in the town square, would we light Ner Chanukah Mishum Pirsum HaNes? And this is the minog of Chabad, if I'm not mistaken. And in truth, I don't know what goes on in other countries like England and South Africa, etc. But I know in the United States, there's hadlaka that takes place on the lawn of the White House. And they make a big deal about it, and they make a brach on it. He says, "Kamadachku rabosenu limtso tam al brachas zu beis haknesses." He says, "We worked so hard and we sweated out until we finally came up with the justification of lighting in the beis haknesses. The Rivash had problems with this. The Chacham Tzvi had problems. Is ech yala adasok to bin chasitzchok lechadish me'atzmenim ashalosh shiru avosenu to come up with this new idea." That whenever we get 10 Jews together, we're going to light with a bracha, and it's not a Beis HaKnesses. He says, I don't even want to talk to you about these asifos. In most of these cases, they do all sorts of crazy things. He says, they have a Hanukkah party, whatever they call it, and they play dreidel, and therefore they're going to light. He says, he doesn't like this idea, and he doesn't find that it has a tam l'shvach. Is ein makom lebracha zusha.
Regarding the issue of a katan lighting for a tzibur, what is the issue of kvora tzibur?
Yeah, in the case of a katan lighting on behalf of the tzibur, I don't think there would be an issue of kavod. I'll tell you why. Because kavod tzibur applies whenever the tzibur has to fulfill a specific mitzvah. In the case of pirsum hanes, I wouldn't say that there's an issue of kavod tzibur. I would say pirsum hanes means look at the Ner Chanukah, and that itself publicizes the miracle. But what I would like to add, one comment to my own, if I could, it's a chutzpah on my part maybe, but a footnote to the Minchas Yitzchok. And I would raise the following question. Let's say 10 Jews get together, and then they're having whatever they're having, you know, some sort of assembly or party or whatever it might be, and they daven together. But they're not in a Beis HaKnesses. See, there I would say it's a little bit different. There, I would say the halacha beis hakneses with regard to Ner Chanukah is not a cheftish of beis hakneses with all the dinim and kedushas beis hakneses, and it's got to be a makom kavul at tefillah. As long as they create a tzibur, it's not just 10 Jews together. You know, 10 Jews together don't share a chiyuv, are not a tzibur. They happen to be 10 in number, but that doesn't engender the chal shem tzibur. But if they have to daven together, I would even go a step further. Maybe I don't want to be, you know, put myself here on the line, but if I want to be machmir, let's say they daven both mincha and ma'ariv together, and in betwixt they light an Ner Chanukah, I'd be inclined to say that's okay. Chayalim, for example, out in the field. Or even chayalim, when they get together before they go out into it for an exercise, and they're together and they daven together and so forth and so on. I know you can't tell me that out there in the wild blue yonder they have base knesses. There is no base knesses. You know, in the you know, there are army bases that are organized, well organized, they have a shul, etc. But when, you know, when the chayalim are out there in the field, I would say that there's no cheftish of beis hakneses here that's required as a precondition for this hadlok. Now here in the bottom we have a sefer called Nefesh HaRav from Herschel Schechter, and he writes the following. He says that the Gra is the source of the ancient minog. I'm sorry, that the Gra writes that the source for the ancient minog of lighting Ner Chanukah in Beis HaKnesses, even though no individual could be Yotzei, is Hallel on Leil Pesach. This is a fascinating insight of the Gaon. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had something to say about this Gaon, as we'll soon see. Hallel the Leil Pesach. Now, if you take a look, we have four Kosos at the Seder on Leil Pesach, correct? And the fourth and last of those kosos, which is part of the Seder, is the Kos Shel Hallel. Now, we've already recited Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses. So what's going on over here? What's the difference between Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses and Hallel that each individual family will recite in the Haggadah around his table, around their table? He says the difference is that Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses is Pirsumei Nisa, and the Pirsumei Nisa, which is incumbent upon each individual and is fulfilled around the Seder table, picks up a new dimension in the Beis HaKnesses, where the Pirsum HaNes becomes a Chovas HaTzibur. And these are essentially two different categories or qualities of Pirsum HaNes. There's one Pirsum HaNes, which is a Chovas Yachid, and another Pirsum HaNes, which is a Chovas Tzibur. Says the Gaon, just as with regard to Hallel on Leil Pesach, we have the individual Hallel that's incumbent on the Yachid as a Kiyum Pirsum HaNes, and in addition we have the Chovas HaTzibur to recite Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses to enhance our Pirsum HaNes, so too the Minog, in terms of lighting Ner Chanukah, took the Chovas Yachid of lighting in one's house and expanded it to a Chovas HaTzibur to light in the Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, the Minhag HaOlam is to light Ner Chanukah after Tzeis HaKochavim. And in addition to the lighting of one's individual, there's a lighting in the Beis HaKnesses. The lighting in the Beis HaKnesses comes first, because the Minhag is to light between Mincha and Ma'ariv. And after Ma'ariv, we go home and we light in our homes as a kiyum of the Chovas Yachid. And the Gaon's minhag was to light immediately after Shkia. And it's very interesting that the minhag of the lighting in the Beis HaKnesses is a little bit different, in a sense, according to the Gaon, than the lighting at home. You know, the lighting at home is right after Shkia. I'm not sure exactly at what point we're going to light in the Beis HaKnesses. Between Mincha and Ma'ariv, I don't know what time it is, but L'chora, it's before Shkia. You know, there's a whole din in the poskim about when to light. Do I light before I go to shul or after I go to shul? According to the Gaon, it would make sense that I light after the block of the Beis HaKnesses, even though I fulfilled one dimension of Pirsum HaNes, namely the Tzibur Dika dimension, I'm still obligated in the Chovas Yachid, and when I hit Shkia, I'll be lighting at home to be Mekayim my personal obligation. He says, with regard to Motzei Shabbos, Nagu Harbe Lasos Pshar Motzei Shabbos Bein Hadlokash Beis HaKnesses Bein Hadloka Shebebais Beis HaKnesses Madlikim Kodem Avdol. And that makes sense because, as we'll soon see, in order to achieve a Hadlokas Hatzivur, we want to do it before the Havdalah. You know, after the Havdalah, I don't know if we're still at Tzibur. You know, we're now 10 people congregated together. Ve'ilu b'bayis, what we do when we get home on Motzi Shabbos is we follow the minig of the Taz, and first we make Havdalah, and only afterwards we light Ner Chanukah. Personally, my minig is to do it the other way around. I like to light Ner Chanukah first in order to light Ner Chanukah at the earliest possible time, because I think in order to maximize Pirsum HaNes is an essential part of the mitzvah Ner Chanukah, even those reason might be the mitzvahs and we want to be mavdil as soon as we can, but nevertheless, I think we can postpone Avdolah, not for the sake of dilly-dallying, but for the sake of expanding and enhancing the kiyum of Pirsum HaNes of Ner Chanukah. Then he writes, V'hinei be'er of Shabbos, kishatzivu mis'achrim lovo l'tfilas mincha, and there were achronim who write that the shliach tzibur can light with a bracha even before mincha, even if there's no minyan, is Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was opposed to this. He says you need a minyan in order to engender the Chovas Tzibur of Hadlokah Beis HaKnesses. And if there's no minyan, how can you possibly light a Hadlokah B'Toras Hadlokas HaTzibur? If there's no Asara, there's no Tzibur, there's no Hadlokas HaTzibur, how can you light? And then he went ahead and went further than that. He says, Afilu im kfar yesh shoma Asara el shadayin lo ispalu mincha b'tzibur. He says, even if you have a gathering of 10 people who have not yet davened mincha, nevertheless, he doesn't think that that's the kiyum of this minog, because we need a tzibur of mispalalim. And only after we daven mincha, then do we've already created a minyan of mispalalim. The lekiyum ha-minog, he writes, be'inon shetei adlokam iskayemes al yedei tzibur shal tefillah. Men's club. Okay, in America there's such a phenomenon called the men's club, and they get together and they light an Ner Chanukah with a bracha, or at some Chanukah party. Says so Rav Moshe was opposed to that, as we said before, because there's no Chal Shem Tzibur. It's just 10 Jews that are together in one room for one party, but it's not called a tzibur shel tefillah. So in the Beis HaKnesses, they get together and they daven mincha. And not only that, after mincha, they anticipate davening ma'ariv together, so they maintain that same tzibur even after they finish mincha. Is therefore, we have a tzibur and adloka of the tzibur. Now, after Ma'ariv, or before Mincha, Ein Aleim Chalosh Shem Tzibur Shel Tefillah. Why? Because it's 10 Jews together anticipating Mincha, or 10 Jews together who are just anticipating leaving the shul because they've already done Ma'ariv. Is therefore the minig is to light the Beis HaKnesses immediately after Shkia, and we've already davened mincha, we're anticipating davening ma'ariv. That sandwich, you know, where we wedge in adlokas ner chanukah bidyuk exactly after mincha before ma'ariv, that's a perfect way of establishing adlokas hatzibur. Now you could ask, well, if it's after shkia, why not wait until after tzeis hakochavim? And the answer is that even though you might have a minig of lighting after tzeis hakochavim, but in this case of the Beis HaKnesses, where for the reason that we explained, to create a Kadmok Satsim, we want a light between Mincha and Ma'ariv, is therefore try to finish Mincha as close as possible to Shkia, and you'll be Yotze, certainly according to the Shit Sagon and others who say that after Shkia, you can already fulfill the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. He says, Lefi Zelsi Shapir, Hapshara Shaharbe, Nogimotzi Shabbos, the Bayis, Mavdilim, Kodim Lalokas Ner Chanukah, Kisfar Sataz, Mashekibe Sakneses. In other words, even though our minig is like the Taz, and we'll recite Havdolah first, but in the Beis HaKnesses we do it the other way around. And the reason is, because if Yavdilu Tchila, if we'll do what we do, if we'll do in the shul, what we do at home, following the Taz, then Al Yidei Zeh, She Yotza, Al Yidei Zeh Yetze, it'll come out, Shad Lokas and Erchanek Tiach Rei Gmar Tfilah Satzibur, and already, and at this point, we no longer maintain the shame tzibur. We have to look forward or anticipate something. We no longer have Meiriv to anticipate because we couldn't light before Meiriv. Is the answer is that we're looking forward to Havdalah, and Havdalah of the Beis HaKnesses is a special Havdalah apparently, and that needs a lot of study. He says, "V'after motzoi shabsi efshal lahad lekodem Meiriv di ein osim melachas kodem amiras hatachon antonim mikol mikol bebrisk." Dignaku lahad lekodim v'noam, because v'noam is the last tefillah of the tzibur. So they've already recited atachon and tonu and ma'ariv, correct? So therefore, they made Abdullah as far as the Isra Adlok is concerned. That was removed. They can light now the Ner Chanukah, and not only that, we still have a shame tzibur because we haven't completed that tefillah. The tefillah satzibur is completed after v'noam v'atakadosh. That first we light, we don't light until after Kaddish Tiskabil, is Motzai Shabbos Hatfil Tzimra Dain Nisha Ovi Bitzvifar Adli Achar Amiras Havdol. In other words, our Tosefes Shabbos as a Tzibur extends the Shabbos until Havdol. And Havdolah is Havdolah of the Tzibur. In fact, after the Havdolah of the Tzibur, Tosefes Shabbos terminates. There's a whole diyun in poskim as to whether or not you at home, as an individual, can recite Havdalah before the Havdalah was made in the shul. Because the tzibur, as a tzibur, decides when Tosefes Shabbos terminates. And the moment of Havdalah is that critical moment. And therefore he says, Yesh inyan shal Tosefes Shabbos shal tzibur l'achre Havdalah, Hanemeres al kos beis haknesses he asim shal tosef shabbos shal atzibur v'nimtza shal atzibur shal tefila dayin nishar over b'tzirufo ad sheyishmu osa ha-havdolah.